Good morning. That was John Mayer. I don't trust myself with loving you. Okay, well, that's his problem, not mine. I promise you, I do trust myself with loving you. I do. I promise you. Hey, listen, it's a Wednesday morning, and I have a very special guest in the studio with me, Chantel Smith from Curro, Mount Richmore. How lovely to see you, Chantel, on this happy Wednesday.
Morning.
Look at the weather. Look at the weather.
It's
but
lovely.
It doesn't affect you in the least, because never mind the weather, as long as we're together at Curro. It's good to be alive, and specifically now that you are launching a brand new play initiative.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're going to be chatting about it, because it's exciting, it's new, and you're launching it on Saturday the 18th to the public to come and take a look.
Absolutely.
Tell us about Playtime Reimagined.
Awesome. So we have, at Curro we've just completely revamped all our outdoor play areas, and that completed towards the end of last year. So our little ones have had a couple of weeks of getting to play there and getting to know the new area, and we would love for the community to come and experience it as well, to come and have a look, come and try it out, and let their little ones come and just have a good fun morning together outside in our play area.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question, because I mean play areas at schools are pretty much as old as schools themselves. Modern era schools. So how can a play area be reimagined?
So we have specially designed our playground to meet the needs of our little developing minds. So firstly, we've got different age-appropriate equipment. So for our 2 to 3-year-olds, we have a whole separate play area, which is designed just for their height. The jungle gym, the safety aspects, etc., is specifically designed for them to be able to climb and slide and swing and just obviously experience the outdoors in a safe but imaginative space. And then for our 4s and 5s...
So you want kids to take risks.
That's it. We do. We're wanting to also educate our parents on the importance of safe, risky play. Because what that does is it allows our little ones to obviously think outside of the box, to be able to problem solve, to be able to communicate with their friends or their teachers about their needs.
Because often the emphasis is on being safe above all else, because you want to limit liability. So you don't want any accidents, and of course you don't want accidents, but life is not necessarily safe. So how do you learn to navigate life responsibly? Of course it's by taking risks.
Yes, and we've got specially designed floors, for example, in our, we call them sort of like fall areas. So where we've got slightly elevated equipment, under our Astro is a 4.5 millimeter rubber crumb that has been put in, which allows for, yes, the fall, the bump, but not the, like you say, the liability, the concern about maybe bones or anything like that.
If only life was like that.
That is also true. So it gives them that space to be able to climb, and our little ones need that. And they're going to be doing that at home anyway. They're going to be jumping and crashing and climbing on your burglar guards or on your couch. So rather have them do that at school, where we know should they fall, they're not landing on the tiles. The teachers are there to obviously observe, to assist, to guide, to help them think through, where do I put my hand so that I'm not going to fall, for example.
Seriously, you're going to be teaching kids to climb jungle gyms. Isn't that natural?
It is natural, but you'll find that learners, little ones at this stage, they, we are very sedentary. Our little ones are put in front of screens.
Wow.
At home. They are told to be safe, even when they go out to, let's say, to restaurants and they go play. It's be careful, don't do that, don't go so high.
Mm.
The areas that they are in don't allow for them to be worried about dangers, for example.
We're totally overprotective.
Well, overprotective, yes, definitely. We want our children to be safe, and that's what's so beautiful about our playground. So it gives them the opportunity to also have, we've got a beautiful sensory area that's been developed with, again, a little jungle gym, amazing sound pipes where they can just go and be themselves, but with the guidance of the teachers that are around. The adults are there not to stop them, but to guide them and to teach them Yeah.
Wow. What is your background? Because you seem extremely connected and enthusiastic and full of joy and love, etc. I'd love to have had a teacher like you.
So I am all about, obviously, Kira. I've been there for 8 years now, and I've been in the class. So that's where I come from. So my passion is being with the learners and helping them and guiding them and molding them to be the best that they can be. We also in the preschool are not focused on, you know, putting a pencil in their hand at this stage, because we know that learners are going to learn to write and they're going to learn to read, but they need so much more brain development before they get to the point of sitting at a desk and writing at a table. So we've got an amazing curriculum expert that's going to be coming on Saturday 18th to teach our parents about what the importance of play is and how that develops the little one and helps them prepare better for our amazing new world, our free thinkers that we need. We need imaginative thinkers. We need people who are going to be solving problems that we don't even know we're going to have in the future at this stage. So she will be there to help us. So going back to my background is I was in the class with the 3-year-olds. I was in the class with the 4-year-olds. I was in the class with the 5-year-olds. I know what parents need, because I'm a parent myself. They are worried about their learners, and they want their little ones. They want them to be the best that they can be. And we want to walk that journey with them and help them to do that.
Very forward thinking, very innovative, very exciting. And that's happening at Curra, Mount Richmore. Saturday the 18th. Mm-hmm. That is not this Saturday, but the following. So you've got a couple of days now to plan. And I'm sure if you are a parent and you have a little one that you're thinking about where to place and what would be best to start them off, and you're looking at options, well, this is a great opportunity for you to pop along to Curra and take a look at their Playtime Reimagined opportunity. And I'm sure grandparents as well. It's not limited only to moms and dads, but if you've got little ones in your care, or you are responsible for, or you're concerned about, and you're wanting to find the best opportunity on the North Coast for early development and beyond, well, there it is. Chantelle Smith will be very happy to take you around and show you the ropes, and no doubt introduce you to Playtime Reimagined at Curra next Saturday. Make it a date. Starts at 8:30 and runs till 11:30.
11:30, yes. Bring the whole family. We will have all kinds of fun things to do.
There it is. Couldn't wish for a better invitation. Chantelle, thanks so much for joining me on the morning show, and best of luck with Playtime Reimagined. I think it's going to be an absolute blast.
It is. It's going to be amazing. Thank you so much, Dave.
And the morning show continues.